Ava Kunjabe Adi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabe Adi Gopijana Vallabha Giribhara Dadi Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giribhara Dadi Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachadi Yamuna Tira Vanachadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabe Hare Gope Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dadi Jaya Gope Jana Vallabha Giribhara Dadi Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachadi Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaurabhata Vrinda Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaurabhata Vrinda Jaya Gauranga Nityananda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaura Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna to everybody. So look like the winter is coming back, yes. The temperature has changed from 35 to 25 in one day. So, but it's good, huh? Huh? 25, yeah. In the night it becomes 25. So it's nice, cool, yes. The blessing is Shingadev. We had a nice Abhishekam. Was not very hot like all the other year. Everybody's sweating like a dog. So it was really nice, pleasant. I think everybody enjoy. So Mayapur is a very enjoyable place, spiritual world. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, beautiful pastime, how the Pajavrata process of worship. So, we're reading from 8th canto, 16th chapter, text 20.
Upatistastva purusham bhagavantam janardanam sarvabhuta guhavasam vasudevam jagadgurum upatistasva purusham bhagavantam janardanam sarvabhuta guhavasam vasudevam jagadgurum upatistasva purusham bhagavantam janardanam sarvabhuta guhavasam vasudevam jagadgurum. Upatistasva purusham bhagavantam janardanam sarvabhutagavasam vasudevam jagadgurum.
Matajis. Upatistasva. Just try to worship Purusham, the Supreme Person. Bhagavantam, the personality of Godhead. Janardanam, who can kill all enemies. Sarvabhuta guhavasam, living within the core of the heart of everyone. Vasudevam. Vasudeva Krishna, who is all pervading and is the son of Vasudeva. Jagat Gurum, the spiritual master and teacher of the whole world. Jai. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. My dear Aditi, engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of everything, who can subdue everyone's enemies, and who sits within everyone's heart. Only that Supreme Person, Krishna or Vasudeva, can bestow all auspiciousness, benediction upon everyone, for he is the spiritual master of the universe. Please repeat after me. My dear Aditi, engage in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the master of everything, who can subdue everyone's enemies, and who sits within everyone's heart. Only that Supreme Person, Krishna or Vasudeva, can bestow all auspiciousness and benediction upon everyone. For he is the spiritual master of the universe. So we read the purport. With these words, Kashyapa Muni tried to pacify his wife. Aditi made her appeal to her material husband. Of course, that is nice, but actually a material relative cannot do anything good for anyone. If anything good can be done, it is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Therefore, Kashyapa Muni advised his wife Aditi to begin worshipping Lord Vasudeva, who is situated in everyone's heart. He is the friend of everyone and is known as Jarnardana because he can kill all enemies. There are three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And above material nature, transcendental to material nature, is another existence, which is called Sudva Sattva. In the material world, the mode of goodness is considered the best. But because of material contamination, even the mode of goodness is sometimes overpowered by the modes of passion and ignorance. But when one transcends the competition between these modes and engages himself in devotional service, he rises above the three modes of material nature. In that transcendental position, one is situated in pure consciousness. Sattvam visuddham vasudeva subditam. Above material nature is the position called Vasudeva, or freedom from material contamination. Only in that position can one perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Thus, the Vasudeva condition fulfills a spiritual necessity. Vasudeva sarvamitim samahatma sudurlabaha. When one realizes Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes most exalted. Paramatma Vasudeva is situated in everyone's heart, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord says, Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogantam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridese arjuna tishtati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita 18:61. Bhoktaram yagyatapasyam sarvalokamaishwaram suridam sarvabhutanam yatvam mam samtim richati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerity, the Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Bhagavad Gita 5:29. Whenever one is perplexed, let him take shelter of the lotus feet of Vasudeva, Krishna, who will give the devotee intelligence to help him surpass all difficulties and return home back to Godhead. Kashyapa Muni advised his wife to seek shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudeva Krishna so that all problems will be very easily solved. Thus, Kashyapa Muni was an ideal spiritual master. He was not so foolish that he would present himself as an exalted personality as good as God. He was actually a bona fide guru because he advised his wife to seek shelter at the lotus feet of Vasudeva. One who trains his subordinate or disciple to worship Vasudeva is the truly bona fide spiritual master. The word Jagat Guru is very important in these regards. Kashyapa Muni did not falsely declare himself to be Jagat Guru, although he actually was Jagat Guru because he advocated the cause of Vasudeva. Actually, Vasudeva is Jagat Guru, as Kriya stated here, Vasudevan Jagat Guru, one who teaches the instructions of Vasudeva, Bhagavad Gita, it is as good as Vasudevan Jagat Guru. But when one who does not teach this instruction as it is, declare himself Jagat Guru, he simply cheat the public. Krishna is Jagat Guru, and one who teaches the instruction of Krishna as it is, on behalf of Krishna, may be accepted as Jagat Guru. One who manufactures his own theories cannot be accepted. He becomes Jagat Guru falsely. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurimriyam Dhanatasmai Sri Gurave Namanam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Madhavati Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Prachanine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasatade Satarine Vancha Kalpakarupyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Shri Gaurvatta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, this is a very beautiful chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course, Srila Prabhupada gives very elaborate purport, which is really, really nice, touching many points. So, we know by this pastime of Aditi how she is lamenting about her sons, the demigods. And now, when the husband came back after many years of meditation, sees the ashram is not properly maintained. And he sees his wife, she's morose. And very nicely, very philosophically, and very gently, he inquired from his wife what happened. Why? If something happened, you did not receive the guest properly, you didn't worship the Lord. He didn't say, hey, what's up? What's going on? He didn't do that. He was very gentle and very, you know, culture person. Even though Prabhupada says he is Jagat Guru, he can see past, present and future, but still out of his mercy is inquiring to his wife what happened. And then she laments because as a motherly affection for the son, all the mother here, they have affection for the son, the father, they have affection for the son and daughter, whatever, but due to natural affection, she feels very morose because, you know, the demon took over the heavenly planet, so all the demigods, or some of the main important demigods, shape-shift, they change their form, and they go in hiding in different parts of the universe. So this is a very beautiful pastimes, where Kashyapa Muni is instructing his wife that you please worship Krishna, Vasudeva, because only him is the person who can resolve all problems. Now this brings to my mind some time we may have been in some situation where we were in danger or we were perplexed or we were lost, and then who can save us in that situation? And if we were brave in our heart and have faith in God, we pray to the Lord. And the Lord sends somebody to help us. He gives us knowledge. I'm sure in all of us, in our life, we had such an experience. Yes? Maybe the Lord that did not come personally in front of us in the form of Krishna and say, hey, what can I do? No, but He sent somebody, some agent, something happened, something changed, and then we were moving forward. So that is the greatest benediction of the Lord, that you always help everyone in danger. So Srila Prabhupada goes into mentioning many points in this purport, which are very interesting, you know. So, and of course, we can see how Kashyapa Muni was actually very qualified to understand everything. In fact, in the future, he tells to Aditi that if you worship the Lord will bless me, He will bless you, He will bless Indra, He will bless everybody. So, not only that, but He will make something very wonderful. He will make the Ganga appear on this planet. So he is a person who has vision, who can see past, present, and future, and he can actually advise his wife properly. So, of course, in this Payorata process of worship, we see that Aditi, she performed this proper worship, and she fasted and maintain herself by drinking only milk. So then she achieved the vision of the Lord. The Lord came and said, don't worry, I will manifest myself and everything will be alright. Your sons will regain their lost possession. So even though this is could be like other sentiment or material, but the Lord is so kind that He gives everyone whatever they need. Also another pastime comes to mind, Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was equally motivated by material desire to conquer a planet or a place better, kingdom better than the one his father had. Then the Lord appeared and said, don't worry, I will give you not only a kingdom, I'll give you the whole planet. Not only that, I will stand there like a chokidar in that planet and no one can enter. He says that one time Ravana tried to go there and enter Dhruvaloka, but the Lord defeated him and sent him back. So the Lord can do wonderful and amazing things. He just is called Bhava Grahi Janardana. He's the one who reciprocates with the mood of the devotees. So that's a wonderful feature of Krishna. Because He's present in everyone's heart, He knows whatever we need, and He will give us according to our need. So also, the other day we had a beautiful, you know, Abhishega for Nishingadev, and we are praying to the Lord protection. But what we should ask protection to the Lord? We should ask, my dear Lord, please protect my bhakti lata, my devotional service to your lotus feet. And please protect my mind that will not be taken away by some maya, by some illusion. So this is the praise. We don't pray, please take care of my house, make sure the tap don't break, or make sure my tire don't go flat, or my motorcycle run nicely, make sure I have enough food. No, these things are already there. See, Krishna is always protecting His devotees. So we don't have to ask the Lord to give us any material things, because all these material things which we use in devotional service, they are automatically protected by the Lord for us. So the Lord can protect us, our bhakti lata. So this bhakti lata bij, you know, Kono Bhagyavan, who is the fortunate soul who received the seed in his heart by the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Brahmande Brahmite, Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prashadapai, Bhaktilata Beach. So who is the fortunate man in this universe, this Brahmanda, this unlimited universe? Who is a soul who is able to receive the seed of devotional service planted in a heart from Guru and Krishna? That person is very, very fortunate. Yes, you are all fortunate. We are all fortunate. Somehow we receive that Bhakti Lata. So now we have to protect this Bhakti Lata to grow and grow and go back home to the spiritual world. So to protect that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that sometimes when we plant rice in the field, there is some plant which look exactly like rice, but it's not rice. It's a weed. So the expert gardener, he goes there and remove those plants. You see sometime here in Mayapur, we have so many rice fields. You see sometime there's one person there in the field picking up. What is he picking up? He's picking up all these plants which look like rice, but they're not rice. Now what happened if it were not to be removed? They will choke the rice. And the rice, instead of growing fully, will be stunted. The energy of the earth and the sun and the water, instead of going fulfilling and nourishing the plant of rice, will go into these plants, which will take away the energy of the rice. So the rice won't grow nicely. So in a similar fashion, our bhakti plant, our bhakti bij, this plant is growing through the universe up to the point of touching the lotus feet of Krishna. But now if we don't take nice care, what happens? All these other weeds will grow on the plant and they will choke this plant. So what are those weeds? Who knows? What are the weeds? Pruja, pratista, material desire, desiring to go to the heavenly planet, desiring liberation. Huh? Vaishnava Parad, yeah, the most important one. That one will completely cut the plant. Finish. There's no more Bhakti Lata. We may be dressed like Vaishnava, we may be put Kunti Mala, we may be go to the temple, but we lose the test for chanting, and we lose devotional service. Ah, what is this devotional service? Let me go and enjoy. Nice film. Latest film has come. Matrix. No, whatever. I know. Nice bottle of wine. Beautiful girls are waiting for me in Calcutta. Whatever. I don't know. We can think anything, you know. And then the devotee, you can see, boom, it blooped. Prabhupada uses this word, blooped. When you leave a stone in the lake, it makes a sound. Bloop. Yes? And then you meet him again. Hey, what happened to you? He has a long hair. He has a nice car. He has a nice girl. Hey, I'm cool, man. I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm very happy. For some time. Then you meet him next time. He's very disturbed. He's very upset. I lost all my friend. My girlfriend cheated me. I lost all the money. I don't have any more anything. What happened? Material world. Welcome to the material world. Today is the 1st of May. May Day, May Day, May Day. When the airplane fall, they shout, May Day, May Day, May Day. So the material world is meant to keep everybody in this prison house. We cannot escape unless somebody come and throw us a rope, devotional service, and pull us out. We're stuck deep. It's like quicksilver sand. More you move, and more you go down. More you move, and more you go down. Quicksilver sand is very strange, because it looks like sand. You're walking on the sand, it's normal. And then suddenly you start to go, sink inside. You go up to your knee, and then you start to come out, but you can't come out. More you move, more you go down. More you move, more you go down. The weight of your body, and the sand is so soft that it pushes you inside. And if somebody doesn't come and pull you out with a rope or with a dhoti or with some cloth or something, somebody come and you also go inside. And sometime in India we see some children that fall in the well, and then the mother jump in the well to save the child, but the mother doesn't know how to swim, and she died also. Then somebody else jump, and they try to save boat. These boat people jump on the guy. The guy knows how to swim, but he cannot support two people. You also die. So it's very difficult, this situation. Very uncomfortable. So the best way is to throw the rope. Yes? This rope is the Maha Mantra. This rope is the connection with Guru Parampara. With our Sampradaya. There are four Sampradaya. Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur explain that maybe you receive the mantra, maybe you read the mantra is good, mantra is powerful. But unless you receive the mantra from this one of these four Sampradaya, then you won't be able to get out of this material world. So how fortunate we are that we have received the Bhakti Lata. We are in this beautiful place called Mayapur, performing devotional service. And we're in the end of this life, we can go back home, back to God. We are very fortunate. And it doesn't matter what devotional service we're doing. We may be chartered accountant working in a treasury. We may be a simple person doing the flower decoration, cleaning the temple. Because devotional service gives automatically transcendental knowledge and detachment. Prabhupada said, even if you don't know anything, even if you don't know how to read, if you simply chant Hare Krishna, you can become self-realized. And to this fact, there is the pastimes in South India, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling, he saw a Brahmana was crying. He was having the Bhagavad Gita. So the description said, so many other Brahmanas saw this guy sitting under the tree with his Bhagavad Gita. Everybody used to kid him and joke with him. So, my dear Brahmana, how is the Bhagavad Gita today? They all know that he cannot read. But he was crying. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and see him, he asked him, my dear Brahmana, why are you crying? He said, you see, I am in a predicament. He said, what is that? My spiritual master ordered me to read every day the Bhagavad Gita. And this is the Bhagavad Gita. But I don't know how to read. He said, why are you crying? He said, when I think that the Lord took the position of charioteer of Arjuna, then I feel like, oh, my Lord is so great. He's so wonderful. He wants to help Arjuna. He wants to help the devotee. That's why I'm crying. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu closed the book and said, it's okay. You don't need to read any Bhagavad Gita. You have realization of God, of Krishna. So please, chant this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So then, the devotee was very happy, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued his journey. Of course, here Srila Prabhupada mentioned about this so-called fake Jagat Guru. And this material world is full of guru. So many people. Some guy with a long beard, long hair, speaks so nicely, very logic, very great teaching. But when they ask him, okay, who is God? He said, there is no God. Who is Guru? I am the Guru. I am my own Guru. I am a self-made Guru. So how we can learn from these people? But then he opened a Shiva temple and he called the Prime Minister to open it. Why you open a temple Shiva if you don't believe in God? Or somebody come and say, yeah, we will give you my special mantra. $35 you have to pay. That was secret mantra. Ale, why you have to pay $35? If this mantra work, Prabhupada say, why don't you give freely to everybody? No. You have to pay. Why? Because they're cheaters. Cheaters and cheated. So we must be very, very careful what we desire. Because that cheating propensity is there. So if we don't become purified from this, then maybe Krishna will send us a cheater. Oh yes, come. I'll make you my disciple. You give me money, you give me your house, you give me your car, you give everything. And then you go to hell. What's the benefit? So, We need two things to perform devotional service on a purest platform: is sincerity and honesty. And we must be careful what we desire, because the desire is nothing but our guiding spirit. This is our compass. Wherever we desire, we can achieve. See, once we are on the path of bhakti, Krishna can give us anything. We want to become demigods, Krishna can make you Brahma. You want to go to any place, Krishna can give you. You want to become multimillionaire, Krishna can give us. You want to become very famous, Krishna can give you. Whatever we want. But Krishna rarely gives pure bhakti. Why? Who knows the answer? Yes, Prabhu, tell. Krishna becomes purchased by the devotee who is serving purely. Purely means anyavilatita sunyam. He is free from any other desire other than pleasing Krishna. Means he doesn't desire anything else but want to please the Lord. Jnana karma anavritam. We become free from desire to knowledge, karma, liberation. Janmani, Janmani Swari, Mavada Bhakti Aitu Kitagi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, life after life, let me come. Bhaktivinoda Thakur say, life after life, let me come in the family of devotees so I can hear the holy name. I can hear Krishna's pastimes. So devotee don't want even liberation. There's one devotee who is standing in liberation. Bhukti and Mukti standing outside my house, my door, ready to serve me. But I'm not interested. What is Bhukti and Mukti? Sense enjoyment and liberation. Devotee, they're not concerned. Give me money. Give me house. Give me wife. Give me wealth. Give me knowledge. Give me, give me, give me, give me. People go to Durga. Yes, they pray when there is Durga Puja here. Big festival in Bengal. Big pandals, they spend crores or rupees. If you go to Calcutta, you can see some pandal. It looks real, but when you go and see, it's made of cardboard and cloth and bamboo. Only the front. When you go in the back, you can see all skeleton. But beautifully done. But what these people pray? My dear Durga, give me more, give me more, give me more. So I can be more entangled, more entangled, more entangled in this material world. And then they take Durga and they throw it inside the river. Thank you very much, we don't need you anymore. Now we got your blessing. It's really funny. So devotees are focused. Their mind is one direction. How to please Krishna. And how to obtain pure bhakti. See, bhakti is a personality. Bhakti Devi. And bhakti Shakti. She has power. So if we get the blessing of Bhakti Devi, then our devotional life can gorgeously improve and manifest. Then we can develop love for Krishna. Now when we speak of love, we speak of service. Yeah? If my wife says, oh, I love you so much, but the house is dirty, the cloth is not clean, there is no food, no one is welcome, what kind of love is that? That's not real love. Love means service. It's both ways. It's not just the husband look at the wife. The husband also should be equally serving and protecting and give facility for performing devotional service to his wife. In fact, a perfect husband thinks, this wife is to be given to me by Krishna so we can both together serve the Lord. She is not my property. Krishna is the real husband. I am only a material husband. Like Kashyapa Muni is so qualified, but he thinks, I am a material husband. I cannot do anything. And Prabhupada say, relative cannot do anything. People think, oh, I am my son, I am my nephew, I am my father, I am my uncle, I am protected by so many, soldiers. But when the time of death comes, who can do anything? If they're devotee, they will chant Hare Krishna. Then we go back together. But if they're not, most probably they'll call the ambulance, send you to the hospital, spend all your money, and they put some pipe and vein drips, and in the end, operation successful, but patient die. Sorry, we finish all your money, we couldn't keep your husband, please take it back, do whatever you want with it. Yes, that's the truth. No one can save us. Apollo Hospital, this hospital, that hospital. It's a big business. Now you see advertisement everywhere. Check your heart. Check your lung. Check your kidney. Check this thing. What is this? Why do you have to check anything? You know? Of course, this body is machine. But, you know, it's a big business. Pharmaceutical, big business. One doctor studied for 20 years, he find out that if you take every day 1 teaspoon of sodium bicarbonate and mix it with water, your pH of your body will be balanced. So you will not get disease, you will not get cancer, you will not get anything. You don't need to take aspirin and all this chemical medicine. So he went to the doctor association, said, hey, look what I discovered, this. In a few months he was dead. How? He was crossing the road, one bus went, boom, ran over him. Sorry. Nobody knows. See, nature. We don't see the animal, for example. What they do, if you observe the dog, they fast. If they're sick, they fast. Sometimes they sit in the water. You see the cat, sometimes they eat some kind of grass for cleaning their stomach. So nature is giving us everything. We are living in the pharmacy of God. All these leaves, all these plants, all these things, they have power to cure us. But now we made such a system, hospital, doctor, this, that, just exploitation. Anyhow, that's another thing. Of course, as a devotee, we should take care of ourselves, but I think, hey, if we fast on Ekadasi, if we take balance, prasadam, you know, we do not overeat, we don't eat late in the night, we are careful, because everybody is different, everybody has to tune up his own body. Somebody can eat chapati, somebody can eat more rice, I don't know. But everybody has to figure out himself how best this machine works. If I eat 1 mountain of rice and I feel like going to sleep, hey, maybe better I don't eat the rice. Maybe I should eat 2 chapati and try. And see, if I can be awakened and serve the Lord, the body should work in such a way that we are eager, enthusiastically, ready to serve the Vaishnava and the Lord. If by eating we are killing ourselves, means something wrong. We are not properly considered many factors. So anyway, we are learning so many things from this beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'd like to thank you very much for your very peaceful and attentive listening. If you have any comment, yes, Prabhuji. Can you please give the microphone? Thanks.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Ganga Prabhu Ki Jai. So my question is, you're talking about how the fact that that devotee, I don't remember his name, but you're saying that that bhakti and mukti are standing outside my door, which means like the 4 goals of life that are offered from the Vedas, kama, artha, dharma, and moksha. Right, so my question is, how does a devotee, I was told by Vidvan Gurangapur that the goal of a sudra is kama, the goal of a vaishya is artha, the goal of a kshatriya is to fight on the basis of religious principles, dharma, and the goal of a brahmana is moksha. So my question is, how does one advance slowly, like if one's at one of those levels, towards pure bhakti, and how does one, if bhakti and mukti are actually, wait, if bhakti and mukti and are all waiting outside the door of the devotee to serve him, how does he advance slowly on the path if he's not a pure devotee? Because this, it seems like you're saying that bhakti and mukti, the person who is, what was the names of the person, Pru?
I don't know this name.
You don't know? You just, okay, anyways.
I remember.
So how does,
but I don't remember
how
it.
Does one advance on that path slowly in through those desires?
See, desire, desire, desire. As I was saying, desire is the main factor in the life of devotees. So, see, number one is to analyze ourselves. We are more Brahminical, we're more Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, whatever. Inclination are there. These are called upadis in Sanskrit. Upadi means identification. But the body think that, what is my identification? Dasa, 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 anudasa. So, in whatever family I'm born, whatever quality I have, whether it's Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra, I want to engage that in the service of the Lord. Because the body, we don't identify with this Chaturvarnya. Maya Sistam is there. So the Varna and Ashram are there. But Prabhupada said we should take that ashram which is more favorable for our performance of devotional service. So the idea is that from any of this position we can advance and become pure devotee. As I was saying, you don't need even to read. So if you chant Hare Krishna sincerely, the Lord within our heart at one point will reveal everything to you. But we need to become purified from all material desires which are not connected with Krishna. See? To desire to marry is not against Krishna consciousness, because you can marry and you can procreate children for Krishna. I'm just saying one. But whatever desire we have, we can say, I'm a Vaishya, I want to collect money. You know, there is some people, they don't have blood in their veins, they have money. They only think about money. But if the person is a devotee, you know, like, they can make money. So, but they take the money and they offer to Krishna. So that service become purification. Their nature become purification. If I don't know how to do anything, hey, let me clean the pot of the Lord, let me clean the temple of the Lord, let me clean the shoes of the visitor, whatever you want to do by that process. Within each and each ashram and varna, there is purification. Provide you act on the platform that you are standing from. We shouldn't think, I am a brahmana. I may be dressed like a brahmana, but if my desire are like sudra, then what's the point? I'm cheating myself and I'm cheating others. So, honesty and sincerity is the basis of devotional service. So if I'm sincere with myself and analyze myself, this is called self-realization. Means, Prabhupada said, you take one glass of water from the ocean, inside the glass, there is all the quality of the ocean. The difference is the quantity. So similar, if we analyze our own self, we can realize who is Krishna. Now, knowledge is important, but the knowledge comes by purification. As we purify ourselves, by engaging devotional service, we make progress. By getting the blessing of the Vaishnava, we can make progress. We cannot make progress by our own self, because we are not qualified.
Yeah, thank you very much.
So, Kalo Sudra Sambhavan, we are all born in ignorance. We are all Sudras. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, Kalo Nasteva 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 Gati Ranyata. There is no other way, no other way, no other way, other than chant the holy name, chant the holy name, chant the holy name. So we have to put in our head that there is nothing we can do better than listening and chanting the holy name and associating with the body and serve them. Because that is our real position. We are servant of the servant of the servant. We are not master. Does this answer your question?
Yes, thank you. But I have one point that you mentioned.
Okay.
You mentioned how the, you know, what ashram or suited to, what ashram were suited to. So I have some one thing that I want to say is, Gaura Govinda Maharaj used to openly state, "Do you know how many times I've released salmon in my life?" 7. Do you know how many kids I have? 7. So if that's the proper Grihastha ashram, then how do you determine which ashram, if you're a brahmachari, brahmachari, grihastha, what...
you have to consult with your spiritual master. That's consult why we have a spiritual master. It's like a doctor, no?
Thank you very much.
So you consult with him and say, okay, what shall I do now at this point in my life? If you have a desire to get married, then you get married. And that spiritual master say, okay, marry this girl. Together you grow up in the ocean of service.
And especially, what would you suggest if you can't follow that strict, rigid vow of grihastha?
At least situate yourself in that ashram and then slowly work out to... It's like, oh, I want to lose weight. I am 200 kilo. So how do I lose weight? I can't lose it in one day. It is a process, right? Mm-hmm. So similarly, you enter the grihastha ashram, take the blessing of the Vaishnava. We know we are not qualified. We may not be able to follow strictly, but we are praying to the Lord, please, my Lord, please, Vaishnava, help me. How can I control my senses so I can follow properly the ashram? That's possible. It takes time. It's a gradual process. You cannot just expect. You get married, okay, you tell your wife, okay, from now you are like my mother. No, it doesn't work in that way. Your wife is your wife. You have to provide whatever she needs, and you have to respect her, like send it to you by Krishna, and you protect her, and you give facility. And what the wife wants, she wants a child. Because all the woman, the natural symptom of the body of a woman is to produce a child. So you have to give her a child. It doesn't mean you have to have unlimited sex life from morning to night. I'm not saying that. But you can work it out. What if you cannot follow properly? Again, go to your guru and say, hey, what can I do in this situation? He will give you instruction. Because thank the guru has been through all this situation and he can give advice. Okay, you can go to some senior devotee and say, what shall I do? I'm disturbed, I'm this, I'm that. So they'll give us all the devotees around us, they are all there to help us in progress in spiritual life. Does this answer your question?
Yeah.
You have one more question.
Yeah, one
I think
more
we
question.
Should consider talking me and you personally, otherwise all the okay. people cannot
it's,
go and take
it's
breakfast.
It's one misdemeanor. It's that
no, Prabhu has one question. Okay, Let him take one question. Yes,
question?
Prabhu, take the microphone. You can take the microphone.
Prabhu?
Hare Krishna?
Yes.
Prabhu, you were telling you take a glass of water with?
Yeah, with the ocean.
With
the ocean.
Ocean.
Sea water. If you take a glass from the sea water, within the glass of water, there will be all the chemical part present in the whole ocean. The difference is the glass is small and the ocean is very vast, it's very big. Yeah, if you take a glass of water every morning with sodium bicarbonate. Sodium bicarbonate. It's very cheap. It's a white powder, baking soda. What do you call it? One teaspoon with the warm water, you drink empty stomach, you drink some water.
Thank you.
Your body, pH, which is... See, this body is like a perfect machine. It's constantly balancing ourselves. Like if you go in a staircase running in the morning, your heartbeat will increase. Krishna has made such a body for us, which is perfectly managing itself, unknowingly to us. We don't know how the blood is running, how the food is digested, but Krishna has made it. So we just have to help the body to be maintained properly. Because again, this body is not our body. Krishna gave it to us. Like if I give you a car or a motorbike, I'm your friend, when you give it back to me, it should be in the same condition or better. If you give me the car all broken down, next time I say, I don't think I will give this bike to my friend anymore. Yes? Similarly, Krishna is giving us, this is a gift of God. After 8,400,000 different forms, we take this human form of life. Manushya durlabham. This human form of life is very rare. So once we have this human form of life, instead of engaging sinful activity, drinking wine, woman, this, that, we should engage in service of the Lord. And that is the proper use of this body, which can promote us to the spiritual world. Only from human platform we can go back to God. From animal, cannot. Does this answer your question? Hare Krishna. Okay, he has one more question.
Just a quick question. I've read in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami, actually I was told this by Ajamil Puru, it's, that when you put the dust of Tulsi on your Sika chakra, your Rahu chakra, then from that point in time, no bad planet can influence you until the next sunrise. So my question is, for me, I don't notice really any difference in from the time that I started putting the tulsi dust that comes from the root of the tulsi tree on my sika, and from the time that I was not doing that. So is it just that I have to have faith, or I have to, you know, just believe that it's working, or how do I actually know that it's, that there's no bad planet influencing me just by the blessings of Tulsi Maharani?
See, there are many rituals in the Vedic scriptures. One should not be bewildered. In fact, Krishna say, when you will overcome all these bewildering statements of the Vedas and you see me, then you can actually come to me. The idea is this. It's very simple. It's not complicated. What is the most important instruction? Always remember Krishna. Never forget Him. All the other rules are to assist this. You can stand upside down with one hand, whatever you want to do. You can stand inside the water all day in the Ganges. I don't know. We can do so many crazy things. But my point is that, are we giving pleasure to the Lord by doing this? What planet is influencing us? Okay, but Krishna is the one, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramambhavan. He's the one who is the owner of all the planet. Yeah? So, whatever influence we're going through, whatever our karma, Prabhupada say, you switch off the fan will turn for some time. So let's go through that, because that's a lesson for us. See, material life is nothing but a school. We will come back again and again if we don't complete the school. What happens if you don't go, you go to school, you get, you know, you don't pass the exam, next year you have to do the same exam again. Similarly, this material body, this material world is nothing but a great school for us. Whatever we are going through, let's take shelter of Krishna. And Krishna's holy name, we'll be always safe. Krishna Padaravindayo, let me always remember Krishna. When I'm sleeping, I want to remember Krishna. When I'm waking, I want to remember Krishna. When I see, I want to see Krishna. When I want to smell the flower of Krishna. When I eat, I want to eat Krishna Prashana. When I hear, I want to hear Krishna's pastime. So, all the other things, we are not interested. So, try to understand, devotional service means focusing our mind, which is the master of all senses. All the information come to the mind, and the mind can take those information processes with intelligence. Now, whatever information, whatever karma, whatever suffering comes, let us take that as a lesson. And let us ask the blessing of Krishna. Krishna, how can I learn something from this? How can I come closer to you? How can I surrender to you? Kunti Devi, she prays, my dear Lord, we have so much problem, but you are always with us. Now you are with us, and we don't see you. So give us more trouble so we can remember you all the time. So that's the great devotee. The great devotee, they are always sharpening their intellect, their mind, focusing themselves, always thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna. And that is the answer to all the problem. What planet, what this, what that, is very intricate. Karma is very intricate to understand. You can go to a great astrologer, will tell you, yeah, because this moon planet, Mars planet, this planet, that planet, okay. But what is the solution? Like we see in this today's slogan, what was the solution? You worship the Lord.
Isn't that, that's what I'm saying, that, you know, that it, can't that be the solution, just to take the dust of the lotus feet of Tulsi Maharani?
Hey, you can do it. I mean, it's not against the religious principle, man. Do it. Who's stopping you? Nobody's stopping us. You can take dog plant and walk all day with the plant on your head also. There is some lady I see there doing kirtan by herself. She has one mirdanga and one kartal, and she carries the tools in the street and she chants Hare Krishna. I mean, you know, circus, whatever you want to do, you can do it, man. But don't be a stream devotee, you know. Just do things simple. Otherwise it becomes too complicated and become lose the focus. You remember, like, the lady, the story, the lady, she was carrying wood in a forest, and the wood fall down, and she said, Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Then Govinda, Krishna appeared. He said, what can I do for you? He said, please take this wood and put it back on my head. That's not very intelligent. So whatever fits for you, if you feel like putting the tools on your chakra is making you feel good, do it, man. But don't forget to chant Hare Krishna. Don't forget to serve the devotee. Don't forget to do whatever our acharyas say. Our acharyas, they remove, they clear our path to go back home, back to God. We just have to follow them. So you have so many great devotees around you. Take their instruction. Prabhu, can I do this? It's good for me? Yes, do it. Do it. Your father is a great devotee. Your mother is a great devotee. You are born in a family of devotees. You can achieve the highest things in your life, which is going back home, back to God.
Thank you.
Okay, it's 9:10. I think devotees are hungry. Hribo Srila Prabhupada ki Ananta Koni Vaishnava Rindagi Gopremanande Hari Hribo
Ganga Paro ki jai.